So when Allah says Haya Tayyiba, He's promising you Haya Tayyiba. Because one could argue that the Sahaba had a difficult life. I mean, sometimes we think that the Sahaba had a very pleasant, luxurious life. That's not true. Three out of the four Sahaba, three out of the four Khulafa were assassinated. Umar, Uthman and Ali. So it wasn't easy. However, they had this contentment. They had this happiness inside their hearts. They had tumanina, they had sakina. And that's what really counts. So don't go by the appearance, go by the essence. Number three, protection. Allah has promised al-mu'minun protection. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Verily Allah will defend from ill those who believe. So Allah has promised the believers protection. If they didn't get it, then that means there's something wrong with their iman. It's one or the other. If you are a believer, Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect you. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised the believers protection. Number four, Allah will never grant the unbelievers a way over the believers. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And never will Allah grant to the unbelievers a way to triumph over the believers. So, Islam always rises. الْإِسْلَامُ يَعْلُ وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. Islam is always higher and nothing goes above it. So again, if you don't see this happening, then one needs to question not the promise of Allah, but one needs to question the iman. Number five, Allah promises the believers deliverance from darkness to light. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياءهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah is the protector of those who have faith. From the depths of darkness, He will lead them forth into light. Of those who reject faith, the patrons are the evil ones. From light, they will lead them forth into the depths of darkness. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. So Allah promises you, if you're a believer, that He will deliver you from darkness to light. And for the ones who disbelieve, they are delivered by their patrons from light to darkness. Number six, no fear and no grief. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who believe and do deeds of righteousness and establish regular prayers and regular charity will have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. As a believer, you could go through situations where you have fear, because fear is a natural human instinct. Even the Anbiya weren't spared of that. Musa alayhi salam, when in his first encounter with Allah Azza wa Jalla, when Allah told him to throw his stick and it turned into a snake, فَوَلَّى مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so he ran away and he didn't look back. That's the Nabi of Allah, Musa. However, that's where he started. So he saw one stick and it made him run away. But later on, when he was facing the sorcerers in Egypt, and according to Ibn Abbas and the other Mufassirin, the number ranges from 70 to 70,000. So you have in this huge gathering, imagine a stadium filled with all of the people. They came to watch this competition between good and evil. So you have Musa and Harun on one side, and on the other side you have 70,000 sorcerers with all of their equipment and tools. So they asked Musa, shall we go first or you go first? He said, you go first. فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعَصِيَّهُمْ. So they threw their sticks and their ropes. وَسَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. فَسَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and they deceived the eyes of people. Musa and Harun did not even shake, did not tremble. No fear at all. Even though now there are 70,000 sorcerers in front of them. Why? Because of the iman in the heart. So when iman sinks in, it eliminates fear.